of Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. I praise and I magnify your name. Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. Lord, I praise you and I magnify your name. God, I magnify your name because, God, you are good. And your mercy endure forever. Lord, you redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. The power of sin has been broken over our lives today. We have liberty and freedom in Christ today because of what you did. Lord, you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, to have his blood shed, to pay the penalty for sin. And the power of sin has been broken over our lives today. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And Lord, we give you praise and glory and honor. We magnify your name, Almighty God. God, you are good, you are good, you are good, you are good. God, you're good, and your mercy endure forever. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that you've given to us to be our advocate, to be our counselor, to be our ally. We thank you for that, and we praise you for that. And Lord, you are good, and your mercy endure forever. We thank you for your healing power, the healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. We thank you for sending your warring angels to bind the strong man over this region in the name of Yeshua. We bind the strong man of perversion. We bind the strong man of lust. We bind the strong man of mind control. We come against every spirit of Jezebel and Ahab and Leviathan, and we cut and sever the cords in the name of Yeshua. And God, we thank you that your angels are toppling their thrones, that you are dismantling the enemy's kingdom in the name of Yeshua, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that the power of the Holy Spirit would be unleashed, that people's lives would be changed, people would be healed, people would be born again, converted, people would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. God, that we will see miraculous signs and wonders as we've never seen before, because you're God and beside you there is no other. Lord, we thank you. And Lord, I pray for the pastors and teachers. Lord, let them preach the full counsel. Lord, let an anointing of prayer and supplication and intercession fall upon them, that they will begin to pray and seek your face by day and by night. Lord, may they be engaged in the spiritual warfare. May they begin to engage the kingdom of God. May they become a threat to the kingdom of darkness because they begin to declare the full counsel of your word, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the sick being healed. I thank you for blind eyes being opened. I thank you for the deaf being healed. I thank you for paralysis being healed right now. I thank you for healing liver cancer. Thank you for liver cancer being healed right now in the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Be healed. God, I thank you for healing lupus. I thank you for lupus being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. Fibromyalgia being healed right now in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray for those that have lost loved ones. I pray that you would comfort them, Lord God. I bind the spirit of deep grief, God, and let that spirit be bound. And I speak peace to them, Lord, peace over them in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, I thank you. And I pray, Lord God, that your glory will be revealed. And I ask that your blessing will be upon this teaching today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor and the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight from His Word. It's a blessing to you once again to share the word of God. Truly we serve a mighty God. God is good, and His mercy endureth forever. To the first-time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight from His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in the perilous times. The return of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is imminent. You're going to hear me say that over and over again because that's the mandate that He's given me. He said, you make sure you say this. You conclude every message with, my return is imminent. The imminency of His return requires us to be diligent, for us to be steadfast, not to be sitting around just kick back, laying back, just being lazy. but we have a zeal and a desire to get into that place in Him and a relationship in Him, that we become vessels that He can use to go and to proclaim His Lordship, that we can make a difference in the workplace, wherever God has called you to be, in the marketplace, wherever God has called you to be, that you can be a vessel of glory and honor, that you bring glory and honor to Jesus Christ. All you got to do is look and see what's happening, what's going on. The stage has been set. I'm sure as the Lord leads me, I will get into teaching Bible prophecy, which is end times, dealing with eschatology, end time events. You know, what's so amazing about God? God declares the end from the beginning. And He's already revealed to us in the Word. We win. He wins. All you got to do is read and study in the book of Revelations. It gives you the final conclusion. And He even tells you how it's going to happen. And a lot of people say, really? Yeah, the Bible is accurate. When you look and see what's taking place, all of these things that we read in the scriptures is happening now. It's occurring now. Right now. Right now. The falling away, the apostasy, the wars, the ruin of the wars, setting up the stage for the one world, new world order, the one world government, going away from paper currency. All of these things are happening. Why? Because time is winding up. We are alive to experience and to see the Bible fulfilling itself. That's why it is important for you as a believer, get in the Word of God, study the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit of God to give you revelation, knowledge, and understanding. And, you know, I'm here on Straight From His Word. We call it Straight From His Word. We take in the scriptures and let you read it for yourself. Because once you read it in the Bible, you are accountable for what you've read. You can't say, well, God, I didn't know. You might be able to say, God, I'm a little ignorant, but I didn't know. But God is simple. The Word says what it says. And we've been in this series, The Temptation. The conflict, a spiritual warfare series that I've been teaching for months now, and recognizing how the enemy works, how he operates, how his strategies are subtle and they're very deceptive, and the purpose is to cause a breach between you and God. And just, you see, when you can understand and see, you got to understand, how does God deal with his covenant people? And when you can understand how he deals with his covenant people, then you can understand how he deals with his covenant people in modern times. Things have gotten worse. You see, God has made provision for us in the New Testament. The blood was shed for the remissions of sin. Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is our high priest. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's not in the grave. He's not in the tomb. He sits right hand of the Father, praying and interceding for us. Now, that's a concept that we don't never even consider. That we have Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, praying for us. Interceding for us, an intercession. That his blood was shed. His blood is on the mercy seat. So whenever we get to act in the full, he can look to the Father and say, the blood, they covered. And it not cause judgment to fall down upon us. Whew. Saints, we got to get to the place. Saints, we was in Exodus 19. And we were talking about how God had made a decision to reveal himself to the children of Israel. And you heard me say this in last week's broadcast, how the things in hearing the stories about God were not theoretical. They lived it. They saw it happen. They lived through the plagues. They saw him bring them out of Egypt. They saw that Egypt was in darkness for 3 days and they had light. They saw him part the Red Sea. They walked across the Red Sea. They saw his glory cloud coming down. And when they was traveling and going in and about, they experienced the manifest presence of God. The children of Israel. That's why Israel is the apple of God's eye. He really loves the nation of Israel. Yes, there's Jewish people that are rebellious, stubborn, agnostics, atheists, but they're still his chosen people. That's why the United States of America has been blessed, because we've been a big brother and a protector over Israel, and God has blessed us to become the most wealthy and the most powerful country on the planet. Why? It's because our relationship with Israel. Because we have protected them, and we've had administrations that have tried to damage those relationships by their policies and their anger and their hatred towards Israel and siding with Israel's enemies, which gets us in trouble with God. He said, because God says, whoever blessed you will be blessed, and whoever cursed you will be cursed. So we see God the Father manifesting himself, telling Moses, look, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to come down. I'm going to visit with the people. God said, okay, they've seen all this stuff. They know that me and you, we be having some conversations. And he says, but now I'm coming down to talk with you. I'm going to talk to the people. I'm going to address the people one-on-one personally so that they can have a revelation of who I am. And we were in Exodus chapter 19. Let's go there. You're listening straight from his word. And you heard me say this last week, so we're going to do it again, just so that those that weren't here last week. God gave Moses some specific instructions. God said, on the third day, I'm coming down. And in verse 16 of Exodus 19, 16, and saints, when we're reading this, I want you to visualize this happening. I want you to think, wow, this is amazing. You see, the word of God is alive. Well, a lot of times we read it out of obligation. I love reading it. You know, it's like, wow, this is good. I want to get me some popcorn and read this. And you can actually laugh and chuckle about a lot of the stuff that happened. And, you know, we can laugh about it because, like, wow, God, you did that? Yeah, this is the God of the Bible. This is the God that you're serving. And look at this here. It says, and it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightning. Now, y'all know when it's thundering and lightning, it can get a little scary sometimes. Can you imagine what the thunder and lightning was like? Because it was preceding the coming down of God from heaven. It says, in the morning, there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Royalty was coming down. The announcement was coming. Nobody was going to be asleep. Nobody was going to miss this encounter with God. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the nether part. And you heard me say this last week. As pastors, as teachers, it's our job to bring people into the presence of God to meet with God. When we come to worship, we're coming to worship God. We're not coming to be entertained. You're not coming to hear a fancy sermon. You're not coming to see how many people I can lay hands on and people fall out. You're coming to meet with God. You're coming to have an encounter with the Almighty God. We got to get back to the place to where we want every individual to have an encounter with God. It's my prayer that when you're listening to Straight From His Word, that you have an encounter with God through the word, and however the Holy Spirit want to do, wherever you at, in your car or your home, that you have an encounter with God, that your life has changed. Whew. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke there ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked. This is like God coming down on Mount Rainier. You know, there are some sites that are just, when I was a kid, I used to want it to be a meteorologist because I had this fascination of tornadoes and just seeing those things and just something about a tornado, this cloud coming down and just wrecking havoc. But just seeing it will literally strike fear into you because you know it could kill you. But here God is coming down in a dark cloud, just like you would look at a tornado, a big EF5 tornado, scare the hell out of you. And it says, and the Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. Dang, there was even an earthquake. All of this happened. God himself, God Almighty, here I am. And the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, and Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on the top of the mountain. The Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, make sure you tell the folk, don't get too close, because if they get too close, they're going to die, because I'm holy. In verse 24, let's jump there. And the Lord said unto him, away, get down, and you shall come up, you, Aaron, but let not the priests and the temple break through to come to the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people, and he spake unto them. And here you're having an audience with God. God loved the people so much, he said, okay, it's time for me to talk to them personally. And what did God do? And God spake all these words, saying, this feeds into the teaching, because you got to understand this. He says, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. He says, I am the Almighty God. I am the all-powerful God. He says, you shall have no other gods before me. Period. He makes this declaration. He makes this decree. I am God. You shall have no other gods before me. Nothing, no one is more important than me and your relationship with me. You shall not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath unto the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughters, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is, and rest in the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You shall not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's home. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox or his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now, and all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. Now we get into this teaching right now. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at this. He said, God said, I am the Lord. I'm the one that delivered you. I'm the one that brought you out. He says, you shall have no other gods before me. When God makes a decree, he means it. He says, you shall not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. And if the nation of Israel had followed these commandments, they would have not endured the hardships and the sufferings that they went through. But because they turned away from God, they began to bow down and worship him. When he gave them instructions, you get ready to go into this new land, you cannot bow down to no other God. You cannot worship no other God. He says, I am your deliverer. You can't put me in a category with anything or anyone else. I am the living God. I am the Lord God Almighty. When you think about what I brought you out of, and those of us that were living in sin, that was bound up through various types of sins and rebellions, and we think about when we met God and we made that testimony and we said, Lord, come into my life, be my Lord, be my Savior, you then became a child of God. You were then born again into the kingdom of God, and now therefore you have access to a holy God, to where Moses had to set up boundaries because the people could not approach God. When Yeshua, Jesus, came and died for us on the cross at Calvary, he removed those boundaries. His blood covers us, covers our sin. We have been forgiven. We have been redeemed. And therefore, we have access to a holy God. We have the ability to call him our Father because he loved us and he embraced us as his sons and his daughters as a result of what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary. That's why we have liberty. That's why we have freedom. Why? Because for God so loved the world, he gave his only, God gave his very best for you, so you are valuable in the eyesight of God. Never allow the devil to tell you that you're not this and you're not that and you're not worthy of this and you're not worthy of that. You are worthy, for God gave his very best, offered and sacrificed his very best that you might live and have a place in eternity with him for all eternity. But see, the enemy comes in and he tries to deceive us and to keep us and to keep the breach between us and God. And this is when so many people miss it, because they allow and believe the lies of the enemy. They embrace what the enemy tells them. And they fall into idol worship. They fall into rebellion. They fall into independence. All of the things that God said, don't do it, they do it. They had God as their king. Oh my gosh. Saints, if we can understand this, if you are born again and you are a child of God, you are a son and daughter of the Most High God, you can have uninterrupted fellowship and communion with God on a daily basis. There are no boundaries. There's nothing stopping you from coming to God. And even if you sin and you walk in rebellion and you miss the mark, the Bible declares if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Therefore, even if we mess up, God has made a provision to where we won't go into judgment. We won't go into chastisement. But he will forgive us for our sins. Now, a lot of times our sins, there are consequences because of our sin. And we're going to be discussing that in later broadcasts. But I need you to understand today that God loves you and God desires for you to walk in fellowship with him. God wants to commune with you, and you have to make a conscious decision. I'm going to seek God first. I am not going to bow down to no other gods. I will not worship any other gods. I'm going to worship the one and true and living God. Why? Because he was the one who died for me on the cross at Calvary. It was him that broke the power of sin over my life. It is the reason that I am liberty, have liberty and freedom now, because he loved me to lay down his life. He died that I might live, and I might live more abundantly. Why? Because he is the one and only true and living God. Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is my Savior and my Redeemer and my Healer. Saints, be praying for me at Straight Word Christian Ministries. If the Spirit of God moves you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord. His return is imminent. Pray for your family members and loved ones that their hearts will be open to receive the gospel. And remember, Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord. His return is imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Let God be God in every area of your life.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.